Welcome to the Prayer Podcast. This is Christy Allen, welcoming you back. And today we're going to be talking about Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
And what that potentially can mean for us and how we can use this time to lean in and reconnect with God. And of course, here on the Prayer Podcast, we want to recapture meaning
yes.
of some things that maybe we have not really either fully understood or we've forgotten, or we just get in a rut and don't really take advantage of these things. So we're going to talk about that today and what Ash Wednesday can mean to us and how we can lean in a little more this season. So,
Christy, how are you doing today? It's a great day to be with you and to talk about this this time as we enter a time of reflection, a time of reconnection and remembering. And I think we underestimate how important remembering is to our faith.
Yes.
And so this is a time that begins today that we get to enter one of those special times during the church calendar of remembering.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what just strikes me from this day is we were talking about earlier when I approach Ash Wednesday, I don't typically approach it with dread. I don't approach it with, man, this is going to be a tough thing, you know, to deal with, because you know, Ash Wednesday really brings to light how fragile life is and the humanness that we
yes.
are a part of, and the connection. And not only with God, but the connection as human beings to one another
mm-hmm.
that we share in. But I always recognize that this time I'm overwhelmed and with gratitude when I reach the point of Ash Wednesday, because it's a reminder that He's going to do this again. He's going to go to the cross. We're going to remember He went to the cross and died this terrible death. And we're going to remember how miraculous His movement of going to sit at the right side of His Father in heaven through His resurrection is, and how incredibly hopeful that is. That no matter where we're at, no matter what dark crevice we might find ourselves sitting in or standing in, there is nothing that hope cannot encompass or overcome.
Yeah.
Or encourage us through.
That's right.
And so that's how Ash Wednesday always strikes me.
And isn't that a refreshing way to frame that and think about that? Because I think for a lot of us, Ash Wednesday, we feel like, oh, this is the day where we kind of, you know, remembering our frailty
yes.
as human beings and remembering and thinking about death and that
yes.
that's going to happen to all of us. And it kind of seems like a downer.
Yeah. Can be.
Yeah. And like you said, depending on where you are in life and what's happening in your life, certainly that would come to the forefront on this day and could be very, very difficult for us to do and for us to approach this day. But I think looking at it with Easter in mind is very helpful.
Yeah.
And then as you were talking about us recognizing our humanity, I know for me, whenever we have Ash Wednesday, and it reminds me of my humanness, and getting the ashes on my head to where I just very clearly am marked as, yeah, I'm human.
Yeah.
I am living in this crazy broken world. I have my own brokenness to carry, and I have to recognize that and see that, and so that's part of it. But then I realize I'm going to look out in the room and see everyone else,
yeah.
and it just levels the playing field, Joe,
yeah,
to where
it really does.
We are all yeah. in this same situation. Doesn't matter what walk of life you come from, who you are, how you might be different than me or the same as me. In this sense, we are all the same.
Right.
We are all human. We all deal with this this brokenness and this frailty of life.
Right.
And that it gives me an ability to look at others that way,
right.
like not just my own, but to remind myself that that's what other people are dealing with as well, and that we are all in this, and that Jesus brings that hope to all of us.
Right.
And to me, that's a powerful message and a powerful thing to think about as we're moving into this season of Lent and looking towards Easter. So that's what I think about when I think about Ash Wednesday.
So we've talked last couple weeks about fasting. I think this time of year, when we enter the Lenten season and we approach Ash Wednesday, the possibilities are there. The opportunity is there. There's a window for us to come before in recognition of what role we ultimately play in this big earth, you mm-hmm. know, as a human being, as a child of God, created by Him, loved by Him, that we don't always get things right. We don't mm-hmm. always get it all right. And so in this moment, as we recognize that this 40-day journey is going to land someplace hard and then someplace glorious at the same time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We have the opportunity to really look at our life and, mm-hmm. and evaluate how this hopeful message draws us near to mm-hmm. the author of the message.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what is it? What are those places? What are those things that potentially we place as a barrier between mm-hmm. between ourselves and that message, or between ourselves and experiencing that hope in a real way?
Yeah.
And so that's the potential, and that's the opportunity that comes from Ash Wednesday, is that we can identify, man, I feel the Holy Spirit drawing me mm-hmm. back to the story. I feel the Holy Spirit drawing me away from the fog of life
right.
I feel the Holy Spirit calling me to things that might cut through all that and enable me to connect or reconnect or remember my connection to God as a very, very important and life-changing relationship and a powerful entity in my inhaling and exhaling mm-hmm. of life.
And just as you were saying that, I was reminded of our conversation earlier about this season and how Lent and fasting, that both of
sure.
them, we talked about how that disrupts our normal routine.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
how this can shake us loose
yes.
from that. So whether it's the mundaneness of life
right.
and just kind of walking around in the fog,
right.
not even really noticing what's happening because we're just going through each day and one becomes the same as the next. And or we're just in such a crisis mode with what's happening in our lives, or we're just so busy and stressed and have so many, like we're chasing our tails around, you know.
Right.
And this lends itself to a way to take that breath, to stop and to lean in and to realize there's something bigger happening than
right.
this, and to shake us loose. So whether it's getting us out of the fog of the mundaneness or giving us a place to rest from the crazy that has been driving our lives, and give us a way to refocus that energy on the one who loves us the most.
Sure.
And that's what I love. I know both of us are liturgical calendar nerds.
Yes.
We just love that. And I love that about the church and about God's natural rhythm of reminding us to take
yes.
these breaks and giving us opportunity to stop. And so 40 days can sound super long.
Yeah.
I know it does to me. Like, that's more than a month.
Yeah.
And to think of fasting or praying a certain way or doing something differently for that long can sound very oppressive and difficult. But I think there's grace there, Joe. I think there's opportunity for us to lean in when we can and just recognize, even recognizing that difference
yeah.
and that invitation.
Yeah.
Whether we jump all the way in or dip our toe in the water, I think it's a beautiful way for us to participate as we can and not let it be oppressive, not let us get hung up in the process, but to lean into the beauty of the thing. So,
well, you know, you were also talking earlier about you know, the beautiful connectedness that the season of Lent offers us, as because, you know, in Ash Wednesday we get a very, very observable reminder
mm-hmm.
of our connection, and we get a tactile, you know, something we're touching or feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But that comes from something. You know, those ashes are, there's talk about that, where those things.
Yeah, I like participating in worship. I like things you can touch and smell,
yes,
and see and feel, and this whole connection and the deeper meanings behind it. And so those ashes are actually the palms from last year's Palm Sunday.
Yes.
Is where the ashes are created from. And what a connection that is from Palm Sunday, where Jesus is hailed as the king and they're all excited that he's coming to Jerusalem. And then a few short hours,
yes,
later,
yes,
now he is being brought up on trial and is set to be crucified and to die in such a horrible, horrible way after being so celebrated just hours before. But that's a way for us to step into that story in a very real way.
We're part of it when it happens, you know? That's very, very, that makes, that provides the potential for more meaning to be felt, more of a connection, mm-hmm, to be found with the meaning of the story of Lent and the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so it's really neat that we get that visual,
yeah,
visual thing. You've, yeah, talked about earlier, you know, talking about being able to look across the people
and see it, see it on the people, yeah,
and see this observable connection that, mm-hmm, we share with other humans.
That's right. That's right. Because I don't think we see each other and go, oh yeah, that's a person, but I don't think we think of each other as living in the same human condition very,
yes,
often and,
yes,
being marked in the same way. But, and we didn't talk about this before, but this just popped into my head, you are marked with the sign of the cross,
yes,
on your head.
Yes.
So even how powerful that is, that there's that hope that the cross brings. There is
how provisional was that?
You know? Anyway, that just blew my mind just now,
yeah,
as happens to us so often here when we're just chatting. And you were talking earlier about prayer and,
yeah,
the prayers during Lent, and,
yeah,
how can we kind of lean into that without making it overly complicated and what that could look at like. So talk to us about that a little bit, because I loved what you had to say about that.
I think we sometimes get overwhelmed with the thought of prayer being something that has to be very thoughtful, or it has to be the right words, or it has to be
formal, or
you know, it can't be unrefined. It has to be really official.
Yeah.
Like, and I would say during this time of year that there's a style of prayer that or certainly a type of prayer, types of prayers that you could connect to that are very simple, but very, very profound, and they have they've stood the test of time, and they're ancient,
mm-hmm,
and so, you know, the one we were talking about in particular earlier was the Kyrie, which is Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. I can't imagine words that could be more powerful,
mm-hmm,
that can cut across, you know, any type
Anything. Of
yeah. situation,
sure,
any hurt or any joy for that matter, you know,
yeah,
that can ground us and provide roots to this narrative of God's mercy, then that short kind of those three phrases,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be something as simple as saying those three phrases over, mm-hmm, and over again, you know, when you find moments during this time of Lent to connect to God, or you find challenge or you find difficulty,
mm-hmm,
you know, just the hope that could come from just saying very, very momentarily for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy,
right.
Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. And how that just calling out to God, whether it's for ourselves or our broken world or people we know that are experiencing a difficult time, how simple that prayer is, and not something you have to overthink, but can draw us into that moment. And you were saying earlier too about the song that we often play,
yes,
during Ash Wednesday, yeah, service, that Just As I Am.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were saying how even that, just saying Just As I Am, not As I Want to Be or As I Was or How I Wish I Was Like So-and-So, you know, just as I am right now, that's all God is asking us to do. And we don't have to think so hard about it. Just show up,
right.
You know, just be open and come just as you are.
Right, right.
And I just think that's so beautiful. And when you were talking about the connectedness and then the ancient prayers that we could pray during this season, and think how this is nothing new. Humanity has been having this,
yeah,
same dialogue and the same,
right,
thing going on over and over and over again, but how God has remained the same.
Yes.
That He is always there,
yes,
for us to come and always offering. Like you said, Jesus is going to do it again.
He's going to do this
again.
He's going
to do it again. And how wonderful that is. What a beautiful picture when we think of that, of how that has happened for people over time and for us and ongoing. How,
you know, we've still messed up. We're still broken. He still loves us.
That's
his
right. That's
his
right.
Love. It's just a, it's incredible. It's kind of overwhelming,
mm-hmm,
when you consider, you know, we're looking at a church calendar perspective of this, but, it's at least 40 days where, you know, it's in our face. It's as a church community, but every day, you know, 365 days,
mm-hmm,
this hope, this love,
mm-hmm,
this mercy, this grace, the potential to overwhelm us and to sustain us and walk alongside of us is real.
Yeah.
And we just hope that we pray that you'll have the opportunity to lean into the potential of this day of Ash Wednesday, and that you offer yourself an opportunity to self-reflect,
mm-hmm,
and to you know, self-examine.
Yeah.
You know, where are my barriers to where the Holy Spirit is drawing me to?
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that that you'll find depth and you'll grow close to God during this time, and you'll find that great hope of the Lenten season, what it seeks to offer to you.
That's right. So we want you to know that we'll be praying for you during this season,
yes,
and our prayer certainly is that you would be able to find that time to just simply be with,
yeah,
the one who loves you more than you can even imagine, and that this time would be a time of not only reflection, but just remembering that, just remembering how loved you are, no matter what. So as we close the podcast today, we want to invite you to that and to just spend some time and enjoy the season for what it is, a chance to take a break from the craziness of the world and simply come just as you are. So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.